Misery Loves Company. Friday, May 22nd, 2026. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour message, which can be found at lhm.org. The text is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." It's sometimes said that misery loves company. Negatively understood, it may mean that miserable people like to bring other people down to their level. That misery doesn't just want any kind of company, but only miserable company. Perhaps misery wants company in this way because we compare ourselves to others. We feel like we're in competition with them. Like joy is a scarce resource, and if someone else has more of it, then that must mean that there's less left over for me. But in another sense, in a positive sense, misery loves company may mean that broken people crave a confederation to know that they're not alone, and that humbled people graciously welcome the broken because they know what it's like. They've been there. That's the tone I hear in Peter's voice. He's been given a platform to speak to his people. He knows they've failed miserably. They all remember what happened when they had gathered in Jerusalem just a few months earlier at Passover. An innocent man, a good man, a holy man, a man of the people who'd become famous for healing and feeding people, teaching and forgiving them, a man of courage who'd confronted religious leaders for their hypocrisy. That man had been murdered, killed on a cross in a circus of jealous power games. And this crowd had called out for his blood or else stood by and watched it happen. And Peter had been there. Having denied Jesus himself, he knew he was no better. So when he confronted them, when he cut them to the heart with the devastating truth of their sin, he also called them brothers. He met them with God's mercy. He commiserated with them. As baptized followers of Jesus, we do this for others because Christ first met us in our misery. He commiserated with us. The verb commiserate comes from two Latin words, co, which means together, and miserere, which means to show mercy. In Christ, the hallmark of Christian company is mutually shared mercy. Christ's compassion for the screw-ups, his welcome to the broken, his grace for the hopeless, that's been the core and common Christian experience from the beginning. It's what binds us together. Not just shared misery, but shared astonishment at God's mercy. Yes, misery loves company, but mercy simply loves, even the miserable. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for making me a part of this great and growing confederation of the humbled. Help us to meet others in your mercy. Amen.